Yeah, with 10 seconds of normal time left, and it's 120 to 118 points, and Cavan have a free. There's about 6 or 7 Derrymen in the goal line. They're going for goal, but McKiernan puts it over the bar, so that's 120 to 19 points. I would say this kicker, it finishes the game. It is over, it's all over. Derry 120, Cavan 19 points, so both teams stay in Division 2 and for another season. So Niall Loughlin's goal after 8 minutes was the difference between the teams in the first half. Cavan went 3 points up early on. Loughlin's goal made by Ethan Doherty, 7 Shane McGuigan points helped Derry into a 1-9 to 9 points half time lead. They led by 6 points at the stage, but Cavan got the last 3 scores of that first half. Derry brought on Conor McCluskey at half time on his return from injury, but Derry built up quite a significant lead. There was 2 pointers from Darragh McCready and from Oisin Brady, but Derry were always able to push ahead. Lachlan Murray kicked 3 points, Ethan Doherty added 3 points, and Sean Young was their final scorer, he coming off the bench to get a score, but it's all in vain, because as much as Derry needed to win here today, all A's were elsewhere, and as you've just heard, it was all over in Oma. So final score here in Find Insurance Celtic Park, it's Derry 120, Cavan 19 points. Both teams will be looking ahead to the Ulster Championship, and the league is done and dusted for 2026.
Thank you very much, Michael. Michael, just going to keep you on the line for a wee second. So we know Cork are in the league final. I'm just trying to calculate here. Are they playing Meath in the league Division 2 league final next week?
Yeah. That's next week, yeah.
And in terms of the bottom, Offaly relegated. Disappointing year for Offaly, Michael.
Yeah, they were here in Celtic Park, and they were comfortably beaten, and then they went to Tyrone, and they actually played quite well. They kept possession for very well during that first half, but again, sort of in the second half, Tyrone took over the middle sector. But it's a disappointing end. But like Cavan, from Cavan's point of view here today in Derry, like, they had a couple of games earlier in the season where they could have got something out of it but didn't, and today they were always really chasing it. As much as they had a really bright start, it was always, you always get the feeling Derry were going to win, and they won't have, in terms of looking ahead into a championship, they definitely won't want to watch this match back too much, because it was just sort of steady without ever looking in danger, and then all of a sudden, you know, they know the league by this stage, they know they haven't been promoted, so they'll be looking ahead to Antrim. So it's sort of a damp squib on Derry season, because the Cork game was such a high, they'd won by 20 points, they scored 131, and then it was all ended, obviously, with a very impressive Louth performance in RD. As much as Derry were disappointing on the day, it was Louth that sort of, they bossed the game, for want of a better term, and then were able to play it on their own terms. So that's where Derry's promotion hopes ended that day. There was sort of a slight chance today, but as it stands now, we're looking out here, the Derry fans on the pitch, selfies, autographs, and all the rest of that. But Cavan will be relieved, obviously, because they came here today, they could have dropped out. But as it stands, we're going to potentially 6 Ulster teams in Division 2 next year. So it's like a mini Ulster Championship.